Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As is our custom, would you read together with me the sermon hymn, the sermon title, I should say, on the screen. Beautiful Feet, taken from Isaiah 52, that says, you've heard it before, hear it again, Isaiah says, how beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim the good news, who bring glad tidings of good things. I invite you to follow in your outline, handed to you, your handout, the sermon outline as we consider our theme, a beautiful feet. Now today we're going to talk about feet. And let me ask you a question. How would you describe your feet? Are they cute feet? Are they big feet? Are they stinky feet? Shall I come to where you are sitting and check out your feet? Why am I talking about feet? Because the prophet Isaiah again said, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But when we think about feet, we don't often associate them with beauty. Feet can be knobby in various places. Toes are different shapes and sizes. Heels can have cracked skin. And yes, some feet do stink. No, feet are not often considered beautiful. And sadly, our feet often take us to places where we shouldn't go. In Exodus chapter 20, the first commandment tells us, you shall have no other gods. But sometimes our feet take us to places where we make earthly things more important than God. By worshiping false gods like money and success and power and prestige or other people, and Martin Luther said that a god with a small g, a god is anything we look to for our highest good. Anything that we think gives us meaning and purpose in life. Anything we think we can't live without. Anything that takes the place of the true God with a capital G in our lives. The third commandment tells us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. But sometimes on Sunday, our feet take us to places where we break the third commandment. By going to sports events, stores, parties, or even remaining under the blankets in bed, and we avoid God, and we avoid worshiping and gathering with His people. And the fourth commandment tells us to honor our mother and father. But sometimes our feet take us to places where we break the fourth commandment by disrespecting or dishonoring our parents or other people in authority over us, like teachers and bosses, and policemen, and firemen, and even pastors. Well, we could keep going through the rest of the commandments, but you get the idea. Our sinful feet often take us to places in rebellion against God and His commandments. We hurt others and ourselves, and for that, we deserve God's judgment. But our sermon text from Isaiah says, how beautiful are the feet. How is that possible? Today, our cracked and dirty, stinky feet can only be beautiful when they get us what's called a pedicure. Now, I imagine almost all women know about a pedicure. A pedicure is a very special treatment in which feet are bathed and rubbed, made smooth, toenails painted. It's like getting a brand new pair of feet. This is like God's gift of forgiveness. He makes us brand new. Beat up, cracked, and ugly sinners are transformed into His forgiven and beloved children. Now, I have learned from experience, not that I've ever gotten a pedicure, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea, but I've learned by experience by paying for pedicures that they're not cheap. Ha ha! But the gift of forgiveness did not come cheaply either. It cost Almighty God the death of His dear Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave
his son for us. Today, obviously, look, first candle is lit. The tree is up. The first Sunday of Advent. Advent is the season of the church year just before Christmas, and the very word Advent in Latin means he's coming. Advent alerts us that the baby who is coming, who was born at Christmas, is also the Son of God who will one day die for us. The baby born in Bethlehem's manger would live to die on Calvary's cross for sinners like you and me. For God so loved the world that he gave his son Jesus to the point of death on the cross as he paid for your sins and mine. He paid for our rebellious feet that did not walk in the ways of God, but in the ways of this sinful world and unbelievers all around us. But Jesus' feet, let's consider his feet. Jesus walked the way of God. Jesus walked all the way to that cross because he loved us. Think of the feet of our Savior Jesus. Here's a question I'm going to have you ponder that you probably never ponder. Ponder it this morning. Consider the feet of Jesus as he brought the love and mercy and forgiveness of God from village to village to village in his time, from mountain to seashore. Even consider his feet walking on the water of the Sea of Galilee to show that he indeed was God in human flesh, the Savior of all mankind. Think of Jesus' feet on the night before he was crucified, the night at that Last Supper with his disciples. Do you remember what his disciples were doing in that last meal he had with them? They were arguing back and forth who was the greatest. Now see Jesus' feet as he walked to each and every disciple and individually washed their dirty and stinking and sinful feet. And what did Jesus' feet look like the next day on Good Friday? The precious feet of Jesus were nailed to a cross as well as his hands. The prophet Isaiah tells us that his feet were pierced for our sins, for our transgressions. And then St. Luke records the appearance of Jesus after his resurrection victory. And he went to his disciples and he said to them, "See my hands and my feet." And one disciple who wasn't with the apostles that first time, named Thomas, Jesus appeared a second time and said, "Thomas, put your hands in the nail marks in my hands, in the nail marks of my feet. See it as I." Jesus pierced, forgiving, loving feet make our feet beautiful. Because we are his forgiven sons and daughters, he sends us now on our way as his messengers. Messengers to bring the good news and the love of God for all people, wherever their feet have taken them. This is exactly what Isaiah meant when he said in 52 verse 7, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." Our feet are beautiful because they are good news feet. Bringing the love of Christ to other people makes our feet beautiful. Let me end this sermon by telling you a brief story about a person whose feet are the most beautiful feet I've ever known. I hope someday he can come here to visit. I hope someday he can come here to preach. He's a Lutheran pastor in California named Carl. He has been my friend for 40 years. We went to school together. Carl was born crippled with cerebral palsy. In fact, Carl was born on the bridge connecting Ontario to the state of New York. He was born right in the middle of that bridge. So automatically he received dual citizenship. Can you imagine that? Carl was born crippled. He was premature with cerebral palsy. His legs and feet remained twisted. His feet are bruised and calloused and beat up because for all of his life he has to drag his feet when he struggles to walk. But his feet are beautiful. Why? Because his twisted and crippled feet are constantly bringing the good news of Jesus to other people. One time when Carl and I were students, we traveled together to speak at a church that was far away where we were in seminary in St. Louis, Missouri. I was to preach the Sunday service and Carl was to teach the Bible class for the adults afterward. But Carl was embarrassed because of his terribly scuffed up shoes. They were scuffed and torn, as I said, because he always had to drag his feet as he was on two crutches to walk. The specially needed orthopedic shoes that he had to have were so expensive, he could not buy them. So what he did every month was buy a brand new pair of cheap shoes and wore them out till there were no toes in his shoes and then bought a new pair. Well, as Carl and I traveled to this church, we went from St. Louis, Missouri to Grand Rapids, Michigan. We learned that God is loving and God has a sense of humor. The night we arrived, we stayed at the home of some very nice people. We had not met them before. They had never met us. They knew nothing about us. Somehow, the conversation that night came around to Carl's shoe problem. And then all of a sudden, the man and his wife began to laugh. I mean, to really laugh. My first thought was, what are you possibly laughing about? What was so funny? And then they told us that man owned a special business. It was a manufacturing business. And what did it make? It was a factory to make special shoes for crippled people. They made just the kind of shoes that Carl needed but could never afford. They made a special shoe to fit his crooked feet with a steel-toe plate that he would never wear the front part of that shoe off. Carl got two new pairs of those expensive shoes, absolutely free, worth hundreds of dollars, and he wore them proudly the next day to worship. And when Sunday came, it was my turn to preach. In the Bible passage that I had chosen many weeks before, not even knowing at that point that Carl was going with me, not knowing the people that we were going to stay with, the passage for that sermon was Isaiah 52, verse 7, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. God had arranged all these things and brought tears to many eyes in that church that morning as I explained the story of Carl's new shoes. And Carl was beaming in the front row, showing off his new shoes. It was my privilege to leave the pulpit and point out his beautiful gospel feet. Over these past 40 years, when I see the eternal difference that Pastor Carl has made in the lives of so many people, I know that he is the kind of pastor I want to be. He's my hero. When I see Carl, I see Jesus. When I see Carl, I see beautiful gospel feet. My friends, my prayer for you is this, that you would always have beautiful gospel feet, bringing the love of Christ to others, wherever your life leads you, wherever their feet have carried them. This is the calling that God has for each of us today. Remember, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. In the name of Jesus, all God's people said, Amen.